You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit. Money pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Standing by for your calls at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Call us with your home improvement questions. Call us with your do-it-yourself dilemmas. What are you working on? You planning for the relatives? Are they coming to visit? They're coming to visit.
You want to know how to short sheet their beds? We can tell you how to do that too.
Call us right now, 1-888-MONEYPIT. Maybe you're planning a decorating task to get your house made over in time for the holidays and all those folks that are going to stop by. We'd love to talk with you about that. Let's do it. Call us right now, 1-888-MONEYPIT. Anything worth starting is worth starting over with us. If you started on a project and it didn't go so well, call us right now, 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, a house, Leslie, is like a child. It's expensive, it's time-consuming, but it can be a real joy. So call us if you need some child care advice for your house. 1-888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974. The website, moneypit.com. Well, are you ready for those holidays?
I cannot even believe it. They're right around the corner.
They are. Well, is your oven ready for those holidays?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Because you have all that holiday baking. We're going to have a tip on how to make sure it comes out perfectly every single time.
And with all that holiday company on its way, there's one guest you don't want to invite into your home, and that's mold. You don't see it, but it's there. Those tiny spores only need a little moisture in some organic food, like wood, paper, or fabric. You got a lot of that in your house. All it needs is a little bit of those to spread like a wildfire through your home. One way to stave mold, paperless drywall. That's right. It's an amazing new product, and we're going to tell you all about it.
Also this hour, are you and your house in the same phase of life? Well, thankfully, we're not here because my house is much, much older.
I'm like, wow, then I would be super old because my house is really old.
Well, later on, we're going to offer tips for making your home fit you better for the long term.
And one caller we choose this hour is going to win a pack of locks from Master Lock. So call in your home improvement or your home repair question right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
Susan in Alabama listens on WRJM. What can we do for you today?
Hi. We have a kitchen floor that it's linoleum, and we've had it in our house about 12 years, and we're thinking about replacing it. We're kind of leaning away. We know some people put hardwood floors down now in the kitchen, but I know wood and water don't seem to mix too well, and we're a little hesitant about that, and we're leaning more toward either the floor, laminate mm-hmm. floors, like either Pergo, Wilson Art, that kind, or the ceramic tile. What do you kind of recommend as good for a kitchen that might, you know, once in a while have water problems and things?
All of the above.
Oh, so even hardwood?
Well, not the traditional hardwood that's solid hardwood that's solid throughout. There's
a new
type of hardwood flooring. It's called engineered hardwood, and it's made in the same way that plywood is made, so it becomes structurally stable, and then the topmost layer is actually the wood veneer. So it's not solid throughout. It's more of this manufactured hardwood. So you can have a traditional hardwood floor as long as it's engineered. engineered in the kitchen. Laminate is an amazing choice for the kitchen because it's made from a plastic material and it can stand up to any amount of moisture and it can look like just about anything. And then, of course, ceramic tile is a good choice also, but you have to make sure that your foundation is well and that it's standing well and you don't get a lot of movement because your tiles could crack. It depends on budget and look.
Yeah, plus you have the duties to maintain the grout, and that gets very dirty very fast in the kitchen. So ceramic tile may be somewhat indestructible, but it does get dirty pretty quickly. I think that your best choice, Susan, is laminate or engineered hardwood. If you really like the Holika hardwood, then use engineered hardwood. But if not, laminate is absolutely
even
beautiful.
Laminate comes in amazing choices that look like hardwood, just about any kind. And depending on how much you spend on your laminate, you know, if you go on the low end of laminate, you're looking at a piece that's that represents many planks of wood.
Right.
If you go on the higher end of laminate, you're looking at a plank that represents one plank of wood. You've got beveled edges, so it actually then looks more like a real wood.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Susan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Claire in Delaware, what's going on at your house?
What I wanted to know was, what could I use in the basement to keep the lime from coming back?
The lime in your basement is efflorescence. It's mineral salt deposits that are left behind when moisture gets through the foundation walls.
So you're talking about that white film you're seeing on perhaps your concrete walls or something like that?
Well, it's not on the walls. It's on the floor.
Okay, it's the crusty stuff, right?
Yes.
You need to address outside drainage.
Yeah, there are a couple of things. Does your house have gutters on it, Claire?
Yes.
You want to make sure, and if you can't do it yourself, get a pro to come over and make sure that those gutters are clean and that the downspouts are clean. You want to also make sure that the downspouts aren't depositing water right into your foundation, because otherwise that water's just going to get right into the ground around the house and then wick up through the concrete floor, which is what you're seeing there. And you also want to make sure that they can deposit the water about 3 to 6 feet away, and then check the grading. You want to make sure you slope down about 6 inches or 4 inches over 6 feet. So it's not a huge slope, but gradual enough just to get that moisture away. And if you maintain those things, you'll keep that water out of the basement.
Well, I don't have any water in the basement.
But what you're seeing is the water is wicking through from the water in the ground that your house is built on, is wicking up through that concrete. So you're not seeing moisture, but what you're seeing is evidence that water is coming up into that concrete.
There.
Exactly.
Right. And if you correct that problem, it's going to stop wicking up and it won't evaporate away and leave the salts behind. So the lime is not the problem. The water is the problem. Get rid of the water. You'll get rid of the lime. Claire, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Is there anything you can do, like a vinegar solution, to get rid of those white stains?
You can use a vinegar and water solution to get rid of the visible evidence of the lime, but unless she addresses the moisture issue, it's going to keep coming back.
Carla in Florida, you're next. What can we do for you?
I called because I am a new homeowner. I've been in our home for about a year.
Okay. Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you. Our back door was sinking on its hinges, and my father came and helped me re-put the screws in and get it back up straight and get it where it needed to be. And when we did that, he noticed that all of the wood inside the door is very soft.
Oh boy.
And rotting. And he was saying, and from what we've heard in town, that our particular builder, there's no gutter over the back of the house, and so the rainwater is washing right down the back of the house. And so I'm wondering if you can think of a quick fix.
Cost-wise, putting up a gutter is probably going to be the least expensive. Don't you think, Tom? I mean, per linear foot, that's usually how they charge.
Yeah, having a gutter would be a really good idea. A couple of things. First of all, if your wood is starting to rot, you got to get it dried out before it completely rots away. So you got to keep the water off of dripping down that area.
Right.
Putting in a gutter would be the best way to do that. Another option would be to put in what's called a rain diverter, and that's simply like a piece of aluminum flashing, sort of think of an L-shape piece of metal that gets attached to the roof right above the door in sort of a V-shape. So as water runs down the roof, it sort of hits this piece of metal, it runs around the door area. What that's going to do is stop a lot of the water that's kind of coming straight off the roof and down to the door, sort of by diverting it to areas around the door, but that's not as good as putting a gutter in by itself.
Yeah, and if you leave it to the pros, they'll be the ones dealing with the height issue, so you don't have to worry about getting up there.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
No, not a good idea.
Let somebody else do it, because they've got to lift up those bottommost shingles and put the gutter itself in there. You don't want to mess with that.
Good. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Carl, and good luck with the house. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
It's just amazing to me how many homes do not have gutters in key locations, too. It's crazy.
Well, you know, down in Florida, they figure, why put gutters on because the soil's so sandy? But it really does affect the house, and that's a good reason to have it.
Sandy soil just moves it through it more quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very moist. It's very damp. So, you know, maintaining that water around the house is very, very critical, no matter where you live.
Vashti in Virginia, what can we do for you today?
I'm calling about replacing my traditional shingles on a slanted back roof with the aluminum or metal shingles. And can that be put on top of existing shingles?
Yes, it can be.
It can be? Okay. Do you have to put any wood strips or anything?
No, generally not. However, I will tell you that it's always a better job to strip off old shingles, and it's not that terrible an additional cost. So if you're going to go for the investment of a metal roof, which can really last a lifetime, I would rather see you start from scratch, even though it can go on top of it.
Yeah, but part of the benefit of the metal roof, other than it lasts forever and looks fantastic, is that because they're so lightweight, they can go on top of a dimensional asphalt shingle without any worry for heat damage or weight issues to the house. And then it also helps keep all that waste at a landfill. So, you know, it's not a terrible idea. What is it? Is it metalroofing.org? Is that the site, Tom?
Yeah, it's metalroofing.com. All right, Vashti, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey there, Money Pit listeners in pre-holiday land. Now you can call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on Thanksgiving. All you need to do is dial 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Okay, are you ready for holiday baking? Is your oven ready? Well, when we come back, we're going to give you a recipe for a natural oven cleaner using products that won't hurt your hands or the environment.
888-MONEY-PIT.
I want to keep my home for as long as I can because there are a lot of memories here. I read a little bit about making my house more comfortable and wanted to make my mom's house safer too. AARP told me about making mom's bedroom door wider and taping down her floor rugs. And I added handrails to our staircases. It was all simple and inexpensive thanks to AARP's tips. Now our homes fit our lifestyles and are ready for years to come.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/universalhome.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
Did you know that the air inside your home can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside? No matter how clean you keep your home, it's littered with harmful contaminants like viruses, bacteria, and mold, pet dander, dust, and pollen. Contaminants that cause illness and make allergies and asthma much more severe. Thankfully, there's a way to make your home healthy. The April Air Electronic Air Cleaner. Using the best air cleaning technology available, April Air is the only whole home air cleaner that effectively removes harmful contaminants, even viruses, from the air your family breathes. And that makes your whole home a comfortable, healthy place to be. Your family deserves the best, so why not give them the best? Make your whole home healthier with the April Air Electronic Air Cleaner. April Air. Fresh ideas for indoor air.
Failed to complete the do-it-yourself plumbing repair or don't have the time to even try it? Well, let the trained pros at Roto-Rooter bail you out. Whether you have a clogged drain or a plumbing problem, Roto-Rooter is the answer for your home's piping system. You'll receive great service from a company that's been trusted and recommended since 1935. For local service, call Roto-Rooter at 800-942-ROTO or schedule online at rotorooter.com. Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Not all services are available at all offices.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price, available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. You know, just like a crusty old paintbrush left in the sun, Fixing something sooner is better than fixing it later. So call us right now with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, folks. So you've got a lot of people coming over. You're going to be doing a lot of baking, cooking, sautéing, you name it. That oven is going to be working overtime. So to get your oven squeaky clean before those guests even think about coming to your house, what you can do is you can make a paste of baking soda and water. You've got those things in your house right now. And you can apply the paste and scrub it with some steel wool, any stubborn stains you've got on there. If you've got more stubborn stains that this just isn't doing the trick for, add some salt into the mix and you'll see it's going to come right off. If your oven is self-cleaning, you're not going to need to make any paste, but you want to make sure you run that self-cleaning cycle well before any big dinner party plans, not the day before, because anytime you self-clean your oven, that's the time when breakdowns are likely to happen. They occur mostly after those cleaning cycles complete. So don't even try to do it the day before, because God forbid it breaks, you're going to be stuck with a raw turkey. So think in advance and clean that oven before the big day.
Great tip. You want to know where to find more great tips just like the one that Leslie just talked about? Visit our brand new look at moneypit.com. We got a brand new website up,
it's
guys.
It's gorgeous.
Check it out. Every day there's a new tip of the day, and almost all of them will help you save a lot of money. And you can search on thousands of tips on hundreds of home improvement and home repair topics at moneypit.com.
Or you can call in your question right now at 888-MONEYPIT. One caller we choose this hour is going to win a Master Lock gift pack worth $115. It's got a luggage lock, a cargo kit, a contractor-grade padlock, a combination lock, and a Night Watch deadbolt, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that Master Lock Night Watch deadbolt is awesome. It's the only deadbolt that's designed to prevent an intruder from entering your home, even if they have your key.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it fits all kinds of doors. It replaces any brand of deadbolt, and it can be put together in about 15 minutes. And basically, you only need a screwdriver, and once this thing is installed, you can disengage the lock from the inside.
Yeah, so, let's just hope your kids don't play tricks on you, Tom.
What, locking me out at night?
They'd be like, ha, daddy's locked
out. I wouldn't teach them how to use this particular feature of the Master Lock Night Watch deadbolt, Leslie. 888-666-3974. Call us right now, and you could win that gift pack worth $115. Leslie, who's next?
Sue in New Jersey, you're on the line. What's going on?
I have a condensation problem. I have forced hot air heat, and the duct during the summer when the air conditioning is on, it causes condensation, and it drips to the ceiling of the family room in the bathroom.
That's actually a very common condition, and it happens very frequently on very hot and very humid days. Contractors typically don't insulate ducts that go through the inside of your house, but if you have an area like that where hot air is obviously leaking through, the hot air gaps have to be either sealed or the duct has to be insulated. In this case, you may need to remove part of the ceiling to get to that section of the duct, or if you can't reach it from, say, the floor above, and actually install an insulated duct as opposed to an uninsulated duct. If you have an insulated duct, you're not going to be able to have warm, moist air strike the outside of the cold metal surface and condense and drip down into your ceiling. But an uninsulated duct that goes through a space like that will. What you might want to do is remove and replace the existing duct with an insulated duct. Instead of using a metal duct that has insulation around it, you might simply want to replace it with a piece of insulated ducting, which is sort of like a tube shape, and the whole thing is insulated. So that's going to be a much more effective way of getting this problem resolved.
Martha in Delaware listens on WDEL. What can we do for you today?
We had a patio redone 2 years ago. Because the other one, the original one, had gotten cracked. But in 2 years, the stones are starting to show through. So we thought, well, maybe they had watered down the cement or something. Now, can we just resurface that over, or do we have to dig it up and do it all over again?
You can't put another layer of cement on top of it,
Martha. So is
that
the aggregate that's showing through?
Yeah, the aggregate. She's wearing away the surface. And sure, there could have been a problem with the mix that's causing that, because it really shouldn't come off unless you did something like power wash it and blasted off some of the soft upper surface of it. But what you could do is you could use an epoxy coating on top of the patio.
Yeah, an epoxy coating is pretty much the only thing that's going to adhere, because if you try to put more cement on top, it's never going to stick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll separate. The first freeze, it'll just come off in big chunks. So that's another way to resurface it. Or you could attach tile to the top of it, or you could put pavers on top of it and give it a totally new look. If you could put up with a little more thickness, you could put pavers over it. That would work as well.
Now we've got a plumbing question from Barbara in Virginia. How can we help?
Yes. In my kitchen, my faucet on the hot side runs very slow. And on the cold side, it runs normal fast, but the hot side is very slow.
All right. And the kitchen faucet, how old is it, Barbara?
Actually, it was replaced this year.
It was? Okay.
Yes.
Have you checked the valves underneath the sink to make sure that both the hot and the cold valves are open all the way?
No, I haven't checked.
Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
That would be the first place. That's right.
Okay.
Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. That's how you remember. So you want to make sure that both valves are open all of the way. Since one temperature works strong and one doesn't, we can rule out any obstruction in, like, the aerator or anything like that. It's obviously in a valve. Check the valve first under the cabinet, and if that doesn't work, then you're probably going to have to replace the faucet. There's something wrong with the faucet. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're talking to our friends up north, Russell in Canada. What can we do for you?
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
I have a hot tub room we had built in.
Okay.
And I only had the subfloor down, and one of my dogs urinated on the subfloor.
He was so relaxed.
And I'd like to be able to get the smell out before I go and put the tile down and the grout down.
Yeah, that dog wanted to take a hot tub himself.
Exactly.
Hot tub of a different type. Well, there's a good product that we recommend frequently on this show called Just Right.
RITE .com. And it's a company out of, I think, the Chicago area. And basically, it's professional cleaning products that you can use at home. And it's a system of products. You need to use all three because it stops that bacteria that sort of just keeps regenerating in humid situations like a hot tub room where now all you're going to smell is that dog pee. So you want to make sure that you're using these like three or four products in conjunction with each other, and it will stop that bacteria regrowth, and you sort of can, you know, inject it into the wood, and it will really do the job. I mean, you will be so amazed at how much it works that you'll be able to then put that topping or whatever tile on it and you won't even notice it. Just Right, RITE.com.
Okay, that's great. That's great. I appreciate your time. And again, we love your show up here in Canada.
Thanks, Russell. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Virginia in Florida, you're on the line. How can we help you today?
Well, I have two questions. One is a garage door. It's the butts that they were selling. It's insulated. It's steel. It's three layers. It was put up yesterday, but the man is coming back tomorrow, the installer, because the top section does not fit tightly against the under section. Do you have any thing you can add to this if it doesn't work out?
Well, you know, Virginia, putting in a garage door is a big project because it is such a large door. It's very difficult to get it aligned properly, and it often takes a little bit of tweaking along the way. So it sounds to me like you are in the tweaking stage right now, and if your installer is bringing you an additional panel because the one that they have is not fitting properly, it might be that that one was twisted or warped or perhaps damaged in shipping, and this installer sounds like they're doing the right thing and trying to make sure you have a perfect seam. So I would let them do their job. It's not an easy job to put it in a garage door. There's a lot of moving parts, and there's a lot of angles that have to line up right. So if they're on their way to doing that correctly, I'd let them do their job.
But you do think that I should demand that it should fit tightly?
Well, it should fit tightly. It's a garage door. It's not designed to be completely windproof, but it should sit reasonably securely, and it should look good. Up next, how to stop feeding mold. You know, mold gets hungry, and there's lots of stuff for it to eat around your house. One of those things is drywall. It's a major source of mold food, but there is good news. There's a new paperless drywall product out there that eliminates that source of food for mold spores. It can be installed in your house. It's easy. It's inexpensive. We'll tell you about it next.
You live in a money pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. The advice is free and worth more than what you paid to get us on the phone. 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Well, Leslie, you know, we talk a lot about mold on this program, and we do this because it's an important topic. It can hurt you. if it gets out of control. If you get toxic mold in your house, it can make you very, very sick. But it occurred to me that years ago, we really didn't have to worry so much about mold because, frankly, the homes were so drafty, the construction was so drafty.
They took care of itself, really.
It really did. I mean, the house sort of flushed itself out with air, you know, several times an hour. But now homes are a lot tighter, and it's become much more of a concern.
Well, how do you know if your house has a mold problem? Well, Susan Ratterman is a certified industrial hygienist who is more than qualified to talk about indoor mold. So, Susan, what do we look for besides the obvious visual signs of mold when looking through your house?
Well, clues that indicate your home may have poor indoor air quality or mold include dampness, water leaks, transient odors, that musty odor that we all know and love, and obviously visible mold growth also is a tip-off.
So does mold really have an odor, Susan?
Some molds do, and others do not.
Well, what about just general poor indoor air quality? What are some of the other contaminants that aggravate us that may be causing a respiratory issue besides mold in our houses?
Some of the other contaminants include pet allergens like cat and dust mite allergens. Not that you would have dust mites as pets. cockroach allergens. And also a lot of the synthetic building materials and furnishings and finishings we bring in off-gas what we call volatile organic compounds. And those are chemicals that can cause us to experience congestion and sneezing, sore throat. Lots of times they cause eye irritation or headaches and fatigue and sometimes skin rashes and even increased asthma.
So even when you go out and buy a brand new piece of furniture, even if it's been made for a while, should you let it sit somewhere where it gets a chance to off-gas outside of the house?
Well, it's a good practice to get into if you detect an odor associated with that furniture. There are so many different manufacturers of furnitures and so many different styles, it's hard to know which manufacturer uses low-emitting chemicals in their process. So if you suspect that the furniture is off-gassing volatile organic compounds, or if you smell chemicals, it's a good idea to let it sit outside for a while.
So, Susan, we know that homes are tighter today for all the right reasons to keep our energy bills down, and we know that there are more and more products we're putting in our houses, you know, like furniture and rugs and things like that can off-gas. Plus, because the home is tighter, even the dirt that we generate ourselves just living in the house, I guess, can build up to the point where it becomes an issue. Are we at a point now where homes really need to have a mechanical ventilation system that is constantly exchanging stale air with fresh air? When is that appropriate to do?
Well, I think it's always appropriate to build tight and ventilate right. It's very important to have a certain amount of fresh air incoming to your home, be it through doors and windows in temperate climates or through mechanical means in other climates where we need heating and air conditioning. And what this allows us to do is to build tight, meaning we don't want leaky walls in our homes, because leaky walls mean air comes in, moist water vapor, and water comes into the home, and that can start to create conditions that are ripe for mold growth.
Well, what are some of the new building materials? Tom and I are very familiar with the Denz Armor product from Georgia Pacific. What are some of the other items that people can bring into the home?
Well, the Denz Armor is a great choice for drywall material on the perimeter of your home because it has glass mat facings. It takes away that food source that mold grows on. But also, Georgia Pacific makes a product called Denz Shield Tile Backer, and that's a real good choice when you need a tile backer board in areas that repeatedly get wet, like kitchens and bathrooms.
Oh, even for a countertop.
Excellent choice.
Yeah, because those areas are constantly saturated.
Right, and we know that the reason that mold growth occurs is because there's a food source and there's water. Now, in a kitchen and in a bathroom, it's hard to alleviate all of the water spills, and so we need to alleviate the food source for mold.
What about a filtration system for your house? Do you think that's a good idea? Leslie and I often recommend the April Air Model 5000, which was ranked number one by Consumer Reports for the last 3 years, because it's just so darn efficient at filtering out things that get into the air before they get into our lungs.
I think mechanical filtration is an excellent choice for homeowners to make, and the more efficient the system, the better the indoor air quality, and that will alleviate a lot of the allergies that people experience inside their homes, and it certainly will alleviate a lot of the asthmatic symptoms that people have.
Susan Ratterman, thanks for being with us. For more info on how you can prevent mold growth in your house, you can visit this website, stopfeedingmold.com.
All right, folks. Well, when you're expecting your first child, you make sure your home is ready to handle this huge life change. The same thing should go for every stage of your life. Up next, we're going to have tips from the AARP to make sure you and your parents are able to stay at home sweet home as long as possible.
Money Pit!
Mold is in your house. Chances are, it's breeding behind your walls. In fact, it's been estimated that 70% of all homes could have mold in their wall cavities, particularly when moisture is present. Fortunately, there's an ingenious new way to fight the problem. You see, until now, drywall had paper on both sides, and mold eats paper, which is why more people are insisting on a new paperless drywall called Denz Armor from Georgia-Pacific. Unlike conventional paper-faced drywall, Denz Armor has glass mat facings on both sides, and no paper on the surface means one less place for mold to get started. It's that simple and that revolutionary. If you are building or remodeling, stop feeding mold by using Denz Armor. To find out more, go to stopfeedingmold.com or ask about it at your local building supply retailer.
Some people try to fix everything themselves.
What you doing, Dad?
Here, bud. Hold this wrench, will you?
Wow!
When you've got drain problems, it's time to call the Roto-Rooter professionals. Roto-Rooter technicians arrive on time, give you an accurate cost estimate up front, and they do the job right the first time, guaranteed. So the next time you have a stopped-up drain, you know who to call.
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name. And away go trouble down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi woodworking tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi power tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi, exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
So AARP has a series of tips for homeowners who want to improve their homes, make them safer and more comfortable. And I found these tips on their website, aarp.org/universalhome. In the bathroom alone, I widened the door, installed brighter light bulbs, and put non-slip surfacing on the floor tiles. Instead of wishing my house had improvements, I'm making them.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/universalhome.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Roto-Rooter. For all your plumbing and drain cleaning needs, whether it's a small job or a big repair, request the experts from Roto-Rooter. That's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO or visit roto-rooter.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Your source for great home improvement information. Like, for example, say it with me now, there is no such thing as structural paint. That's right. If you have an old house, it won't keep your house together.
Although you'd like to think it would, it's not going to.
But you know, there are better ways to keep your house together. You know, when people first buy a house, a lot of thought and planning usually goes into it. And the same is true when you prepare your home for the arrival of a brand new baby. It's very exciting. There's a lot of thought and a lot of advanced planning that has to be done if you want to stay in your home as long as you can while everyone ages.
Well, and there are simple, low-cost, and even no-cost things that you can do to modify your home for the future. And most of these tips from AARP can help anyone at any age. They're just practical advice. In the bathrooms, install nightlights. It just helps in case you got to go when it's dark outside. You don't want to be turning on the lights. You get blinded. You want to place non-slip strips or decals in the bathtub and on the shower floor, mounting grab bars by the toilets and in the tubs, or install even a handheld adjustable shower head. Both are going to keep you safe and enjoying that shower space.
And speaking of keeping you safe, install a security peephole on exterior doors. Put a bench next to the front door to set packages down so you can take a break while you open the lock. Think about installing photo-sensitive porch or entryway lighting that will come on at dusk and go off at dawn. It'll make the place safer, and it'll be a lot more convenient. You know, a few changes now will keep you safe in your home for a long time to come. If you want more information, go to aarp.org/universalhome. That's aarp.org/universalhome.
All right, Money Pit listeners, well, every Friday we send out our free Money Pit e-newsletter. It's full of advice and tips just like the ones we give you on our radio show each and every week.
Coming up in the next issue, easy ways to get your home ready for holiday guests and how to make sure they won't overstay their welcome. Everybody's got to sign up for that one. And I'm sure that it's happened.
And I think short sheeting the bed is a really good trick.
It's an excellent trick. I don't know if they'll take a hint. They'll probably just go to you and say, you know, apparently, someone at the linen store has sold you sheets that are too short for your bed, Leslie.
You know, recently I was visiting my sister down in Virginia, and she said to me before I went down there, she was like, oh my God, I'm getting it all ready. I'm short sheeting the bed. I'm putting tacks all over the house. Like, thanks. want me to go.
We used to put Rice Krispies inside the bed sheets.
Oh, that's awful.
1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. That's why we have no relatives that come to visit us, ever. It works.
Hey, it's not a bad thing.
Leslie, who's next?
Larry in Kentucky, what's going on at your house?
Well, not too much. I just had a quick question about wallpaper steamers.
Okay.
How effective they are.
Very effective.
I'm talking about the kind you can rent from Home Depot.
Very, very effective. It's the fastest way to get wallpaper off your house.
And the least
every
messy.
The chemical strippers are really messy, and they drip, and they get all over the place, and you can damage your walls if you have to use one of those paper tiger scorer things. So we really like wallpaper steamers. They're really a quick way to get rid of wallpaper.
I mean, it's not going to be the quickest thing. You're going to have to spend some time on each sheet of wallpaper, but as you saturate it with the steam and loosen that adhesive, you're able to pull that piece off more effectively, so you're not damaging whatever is underneath, whether it's the drywall or whatever paneling you're hiding. But, you know, you're really going to be effective in removing it, and it will give you the smoothest, quickest turn of events rather than just spending time scoring it and peeling it off and chemicals. It works, believe me.
Now, Larry, when you get the wallpaper off, are you going to put new wallpaper on, or are you going to paint?
I'm going to paint.
All right, so make sure then when you get it all cleaned off that you prime all the walls, because you're going to have an uncertain surface there with all of the chemicals from the wallpaper and the siding that might have been on there before. So you need to use a good quality primer and prime all of the surfaces. I would use an oil-based primer like a Kills and seal everything and then put an oil latex-based top coat on top of that.
Okay. Well, that does it for me. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Sean in Indiana, what can we do for you today?
I have a bathroom. House was built in 1950, and I think the bathrooms were painted one other time, but I tried to put some new paint up, so I put a primer down.
Sean, did you say the bathroom's been painted once since 1950?
No, well, once since before I painted it.
Oh, okay.
I put a latex primer down, and then I painted a kind of a off-white eggshell in the bathroom.
Okay.
And then about a year later, it started to peel to the
right
point where it peeled it right back down to the original paint. So the primer came off, everything came off. And so I'm now dealing with, well, do I scrape it all the way down and try something else, or I just cover it all over to start again?
Well, first of all, the reason that it came off, does your bathroom have good ventilation in it? Because if you have a lot of humidity, that's very common.
Actually, I put a huge side vent right above the shower.
Okay.
And it's monstrous for that size room.
All right. Well, then what we think you should do is strip off the old paint.
He's like, my vent fan is so strong, I don't even need a towel.
Sucks that water right off. Yeah, what you probably should do is strip off the old paint. You need to get all the loose stuff off, and then you need to use an oil-based primer because you're going to get the best adhesion out of an oil-based primer.
Yeah,
and
especially
then,
in rooms that are so heavy with moisture,
yep.
You want it really to stick. And if your primer doesn't stick, then that top coat just is never going to have a chance. And then, Tom, what about those new paints from Behr, the ones that are made specifically for the bathroom with moisture situations?
Yeah, they have mildicides in them, which is going to stop any mildew growth or mold growth on the surface. But the key here is the oil-based primer. All right, if you do it right, you won't have to paint it again for the next 50 years, okay?
Until 2050.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, Sean. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
I really think that bathroom's only been painted once.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Now we're going to go far away to Anchorage, Alaska. Jim, what are you working on?
I have a asphalt driveway, and it's a three-car width length. And one of these parts there, I had a motorhome parked for a while, and they have sort of like indentations from the weight of the wheels there. I'm trying to fix that up without doing a whole driveway.
Well, you can use an asphalt patching compound on that. How deep are the indentations?
I'd say about an inch, inch and a half.
You can use an asphalt patch. It's usually reinforced with fiberglass, Jim. And what you want to do is patch it to kind of get it level and then reseal the entire driveway so that everything ends up being the same color. Otherwise, you're going to see the patches.
The sealer, will that cover in cracks and stuff like that?
Yeah, what you want to do is clean out any of the cracks. You want to use a driveway patch in there. Some you can use the kind that comes in the tub, but that has to be troweled on. That might be better for the area where the wheels are dented. Or you can use the kind that comes in a very big caulking tube and seal those cracks in with the patching compound. Then put the sealer on it. The sealer has a thinner viscosity, so it'll flow into the cracks. But if you have the patching compound on first and it dries, it'll flow over them and it'll be a lot less obvious.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jim. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. Okay, Money Pit listeners, stormproofing your house can mean the difference between major and minor repairs. Up next, we're going to answer a question about the best way to make your very own storm shutters.
You live in a money pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Are you a do-it-yourselfer? Are you a do-it-to-yourselfer? Call us if you're the latter or the former. We can help both classes of home improver out there. We'd love to help you tackle your home improvement projects 24-7, 365 by calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Or there is a more convenient way to possibly get in touch with us.
Yeah, and it's a pretty cool and modern way. You know, there are a lot of other radio talk shows out there, and most of them think that you should pay to download podcast versions of their show. But Tom and I think here over at the Money Pit that our podcast should be just like our radio show, free. So help yourself to our entire library of Money Pit podcasts. So if you've got a project you're working on, you can search by topic, find out all the information we've ever spoken on about that topic. If you go to moneypit.com, it's going to be the most valuable tool in your entire toolbox. So go for it.
And while you're there, you can feel free to send us an email question by clicking on Ask Tom and Leslie, just like Steve did from St. Petersburg, Florida.
That's right. And Steve writes, are hurricane clips a viable alternative to bolted-on plywood panels? I don't particularly like the idea of drilling holes into the block around my windows. You're going to have to regardless, right?
Yeah, you have to attach the clips. So I think Steve is responding to our tip for homemade shutters, which is basically that you can cut plywood to fit over your windows. And what I like to suggest is hanger bolts, which can be drilled into the area around the windows.
It's like the female threaded end. It sits in there.
Right, exactly. And then the bolted side sits out. And you simply drop the panels on top, throw a couple of thumb screws, and you're done. You can put the panels on and off very, very quickly. If you don't want to look at those, you could look at more professionally installed shutters.
But all of them are going to put some sort of bolting system into
there
the surround.
There has to be a connection. There has to be a way to connect into that. That's
but
true.
But before we get too beyond, make sure if you make your own, make sure you label exactly which one goes to which window, because those holes are going to match up exactly. And if you don't label properly, when you go to hang them either quickly or in an emergency, you're going to be stuck trying to figure out which goes where.
Yeah, the best time to build storm shutters is when you don't have a storm. You know, you don't want to be in line at the home center waiting on plywood like everybody else. Just build them once when it's the weather's nice and it's calm like it is right now, and get out there and build them and have them ready to rock and roll when you need them at a moment's notice.
Yeah, and you know what? Once there's a demand for it, that plywood gets rationed. So stock up early and do it once.
Okay, folks, are you cracking up because your walls are cracking? Well, don't worry. Speaking of cracking up, we're going to hear now from Leslie Segretti. She's got a great tip on today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. word.
Well, thank you, Tom. I always knew something was a little off with me, and now I know. It's because I've gone and cracked up.
It's nothing that a little spackle won't fix, my dear.
It really does hold everything together. All right, folks. Well, if you notice a crack in the wall or the ceiling, don't panic. Although you think it's probably a major concern, you really need to realize that it's usually the function of age and the movement of the home rather than a sign of real structural problems. Okay, folks? Not something to totally freak out about. As your home ages, it's going to settle. And a plain patch or just some speckle will fall out because it's not going to grip and fill that gap appropriately. What you want to do, and this is the best way for a homeowner to fix those cracks, gaps, anything you might see, is you want to use a strong perforated drywall tape. This type of tape usually has large squares. It kind of looks like netting. And you want to apply this first, and it's going to bridge that gap in the crack on your drywall. Then you want to smooth a generous amount of spackle or mud, whatever you want to call it, over it. And once that area is dry, it can be sanded and then repainted. And remember, thinner layers, multiple layers is better than one giant layer in the beginning. So go slow, take your time. It's going to be great, and you won't even notice it.
If your home repair project is a little bit bigger than that, you might be hiring a contractor. But when you do, are you managing the contractor or is the contractor managing you? Up next on the Money Pit, we're going to talk about how to manage your contractor. Just because he or she may be the chief on the job, it doesn't mean that you can't be his or her boss. Find out what you should look for and ask for to make sure your project is going smoothly and comes out exactly as you expect. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.